Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it. And good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
I recently just called with a couple of stories about when I was young and experienced things that were happening and how a Ouija board cursor had gone missing. But I said I wanted to call with a couple other things that had started happening at my house and how I wasn't the only one that was experiencing at that time. So it was my senior year in high school that weird things just started happening out of nowhere. I mean, we've lived there 15 years and nothing happened before that. I'm very comfortable with this stuff. Like, unless I'm alone, I don't get scared. I find it very interesting. So it always seemed to happen when I was either alone or my mom was home alone, and nothing really happened to my dad, or he doesn't admit to it. But it first all started with me being in the kitchen, and it was about the fall time, and we had a dishwasher, and I was leaning over it, and I was getting coffee out of the Keurig, but I had not touched the dishwasher. I was just leaning over it, and it was open, but the tray wasn't out. And then all of a sudden the tray came out and landed on the floor. And I mean, that's never happened before because it's on tracks. Like, it stops it from coming all the way out, as you know, with a dishwasher. So I'm like, oh, I was just taken back. And I was like, there's a really loud sound too with all the dishes in it and the whole thing just smashing on the floor, basically rolling right out. And I like jokingly run to the kitchen because my mom, or ran to the living room because my mom was in there and she obviously heard it. And I was like, Mom, our house is haunted. And I just said that jokingly, and she kind of just looked at me like, yeah, it's weird that you say that because I've kind of been hearing things in the basement lately. And I'm like, what? Tell me about it. Like, I didn't even believe like she's actually experienced anything. Like, that was crazy. And she goes, yeah, I mean, I was like, what kind of noises? And she goes, I can't really describe them, but it's just, I mean, we've lived there 15 years, like I said. And she's like, I've never been scared to go in the basement. And I'm just hearing these really weird noises that I can't explain. And then for a point in time, my family dog at the time, before she had passed away, would be attached to my mom's hip all day, every day, would follow her downstairs anytime she did laundry or anything like that. And she would stop going downstairs or following my mom down there. And we thought that was super weird because she always did. And she wouldn't go down there for about like a week or two is what I remember. So we, you know how they say dogs can sense paranormal activity or something. So we were like, ah, yep, that's weird too. And then the couple incidences when I was alone and I had just got done shutting all the lights off at my house. My mom was out running and I was sitting in the foyer waiting for one of my friends to come pick me up. So I was texting them like, yeah, I'm ready. And it was complete silence. And I just heard like these, what sounded like clapping noises. And it was three clapping noises, and it just came out of like thin air from the living room right next to me. And so I just immediately like, what was that? And I got up and I waited outside for my friends to come pick me up. I told my mom about it. And then another time my parents were gone. I was home alone again. I just got done turning off all the lights. I had just shut my bedroom door and I had laid down, and I probably got to lay in my bed for 5 seconds before I heard a crashing noise come from outside my bedroom door in the hallway. And I was like, oh my God, somebody's in my house. I called my mom and she's like, okay, just stay calm, stay on the phone with me, open your door, just check. I'll stay on the phone with you. And I open up my door and there's just three hangers laying in the middle of my hallway that I have no idea where they would have even came from. Like, at my mom's room, they definitely didn't come from my room. Just three random hangers from somewhere in my household landed in the hallway. So that was really, really, really creepy. And I could not go to bed. I mean, we have a different cottage about an hour and a half away from us. So I made them come home after that. And then there's been other things too, where again, I was home alone and it was pencil to paper loud. I was doing, it was finals week for when I was in high school. And so I was just sitting in silence. My parents were at the gym. And I was just, all of a sudden I heard like a noise come from my brother's room, living room area. And I was like, I just sat there and like listened very silent, and there's silence. It just sounded like things were moving. I couldn't tell exactly what the noise was, but that I could hear something. And I thought someone was in the house. Maybe they came through my brother's window, or I don't know. So I started calling my parents on repeat and they're not answering, cause they were at the gym. So I just continued to sit there and listen. And there was then a couple noises that I could for sure tell like what it was, because my brother had blinds on his bedroom doors because they were glass, and the sun coming through the living room. Our house had a weird layout. And when the blinds hit the glass, that's just a specific sound that I'm used to. I know exactly what it sounds like, and I heard that. And then I heard like a very light like tapping on the wall, because there was a wall between my brother's room and the kitchen. I just started hearing a little light tap, and it's like, I wouldn't have heard any of this if the TV was on or anything like that, but it was just because I was doing homework and it was so silent that I could hear all these things going on. And then the weird thing is, the very next night I was doing the same thing. My parents were at the gym, I was doing homework, and then I heard nothing out of the usual. Like, nothing stood out to me at all. Like, the night before, where I heard things going on, like one thing after another, like the tapping, the blinds, and things just sounding like they're moving. Like, I couldn't even describe it. Then we had small things happen where radios would turn on and lights will turn on. And this was all over, like a month to 3 months, like all these weird things were happening, like every other day, one thing after another, and then it would just stop. And then nothing happened for 6 months until, you know, I went to college, and, then I wasn't home to, you know, experience anything. But the weirdest part is, I just recently came back home because my internship was near my hometown. And I have a new dog now, and he's only 9 months old, and he'll sleep in my bed from my college town and would sleep peacefully, never wake up in the middle of the night, never do anything. And then when the first week we were home, it's been almost a month now, but here and there I'll wake up to him growling in the middle of the night, and I wake up and I go, "Tucker, are you okay?" I was like, "What are you growling at, Tucker?" And like, I'll try to get his attention, and he'll be like so focused on something in the dark. Like, it's pitch black in my room and he's just looking straight ahead, like super focused and just growling. And no matter what I say, I'm like, "Tucker, cut it out. Like, stop, you're scaring me." Or like, and I'll touch him and I'll pet him and he'll still like continue to growl for a little bit. And then he'll finally stop. And I was like, that just freaks me out. Like, maybe as I was younger, I was more perceptive to the paranormal, and now that I'm older, I can't sense it as much, but he can still sense that there's like something there. And again, I said it in the last episode, or the last time I called, that our theory is that the ghost from across the street, because that's really haunted, they'll have like things fly across the basement right in front of them, and they've heard voices come out of the dark. They'll hear kids playing upstairs, like just the whole nine yards. So our theory is that it just comes over to our house and hangs out with us for a little bit and then goes away, thinks we're boring or something. I don't know. You guys can let me know what you guys think. I think it's weird how things it'll be so much activity in a couple months and then none the next. So, yep, just let me know. I really enjoy the show. Okay, thanks, guys. Bye.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.